there, welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This week we're talking about Unmemory, or it's our first week of talking about Unmemory. We'll be talking about it this week and next week. A little bit about the game Unmemory. It was released back in October of 2020, developed by Patronus y Escondites. I pronounced it Spanish again, but I'm pretty sure that's not how you pronounce it. Sorry.
If they're Italian or if they're from Spain, I can't remember.
Published by PID Games and Plugin Digital. Available on Android, PC, iOS, and Linux. A little summary of the game is, Unmemory is a text-driven mystery that mixes puzzles and reading to immerse you in a noir thriller. Unmemory tells the story of a person who is tracking down the man who has murdered his girlfriend, a member of a band of lady thieves. The difficulty, however, of locating the murderer is compounded by the fact that he suffers from a rare, untreatable form of memory loss. Using notes, pictures, and recorded messages, he will have to solve the mystery and maybe, just maybe, discover an uncomfortable truth in this thriller story set in the 90s about a girl gang and a broken mind. For those listening, we always have a little introduction so you can know who you're listening to, as well as a fun little intro question so you can, I don't know, get a view into our psyche, I guess, as podcasters. And the intro question always has to do with, as much as we can, the game that we're discussing. So this week, the question is, when was the last time you walked into a room and couldn't remember what you walked into the room for? Starting at the top.
All right, this is Franco. I forget. No.
Right now.
I've wanted to move from I work like in the dining room, mm-hmm. and then on the PS4 is in the rec room, and I just I'll go there and I'll sit, get all comfy, and then forgot the phone. Got to go up, get up, get the phone.
Yep. All right. Cool. Thank you. Next.
This is Jonathan. I mean, I think the last time it happened was 15 minutes ago. I mean, I went into the kitchen to grab an ice pack because I hurt my back this weekend, and so but I swear I walked into the kitchen three different times. Sure. The first time I walked in the kitchen, I was like, why'd I come in here? And then I grab a snack, and I'm mm-hmm. Ice pack, go back in the kitchen, come back, realize, oh no, I grabbed a Mountain Dew. Oh no, okay. Go nice. Back, third time's the charm, finally get nice. The ice pack.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Thank you. Next.
Hi, this is Kevin. Today at work, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what it was.
Oh, there you go. The ultimate forgetting. All right. Well, thank you. Next.
This is Chris. First, I don't know why I was thinking Italian. It could have been one of the people I was talking to at PAX East, but they are in Barcelona, Spain.
Okay. So maybe we're a little bit close.
Clear that up. Yeah. It's still in Europe, you know. So.
Yeah.
or at least the European Union, at mm-hmm. least for now, unless someone else decides to leave. I haven't done it recently in forgetting when walking into a room, but I seem to do it a lot when I'm browsing the internet, where I'm on a web page and I'm like, oh yeah, I need to check on this thing. But let me just finish looking at this picture or reading this paragraph. And then as soon as I'm done with that, I'm like, okay, I was supposed to check on something. Now, what was it? And I can't remember. And it's bothering me. And I'm trying to go back and forth. Sometimes I can jog my memory and remember what I needed to do. other times it's just completely lost to me.
Oh no. Got it. Thank you. This is Steph. I can't think of a time that I did it today, but I did do it today while in Stardew, while playing Stardew Valley. which is, I don't know, it's similar in my mind. I was literally like, I kind of snapped to, and I was like, oh, I've been looking in this chest for like 3 minutes and haven't done anything. Like, I was just staring into the vast void of the chest in my home in Stardew Valley. I was like, and then I forgot why I even opened the chest. I was like, what, wait, why am I here again? What am I getting out of here? What am I putting inside? So, yeah, that's, in real life, I don't know. It probably happens like every other day, and I can't think of a specific like time. Yeah. All right.
It's funny. It seems to happen more in RPG games than it does in real life anymore.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. What was I doing?
Especially like in like I was playing Subnautica, and I'm like, why did I come back into the base for? What, I forgot.
Yeah. What quest? Why did I come to this area?
Hmm. You think I never finished Fallout 4?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got so lost into the wildernesses of post-apocalypse Boston that I'm like, wait, what is this game?
And the settlement needs are.
All I know.
Yeah. So yes. Let's get into talking about Unmemory, shall we? So I'm going to handle this in a very kind of, we've done this with other games this year that in a very kind of roundtable style. We'll talk about like mechanics, and then we'll cover, you know, whatever you want to talk about with the story. But I'm not going to go through every single plot point of the story because, that we would be here for 2 hours. So just doing that. So we're, you know, just whatever y'all want to say is that we'll cover mechanics first and then story and whatever from there. So moving right into the, gaming mechanics of Unmemory. I guess, how did you feel about this game? For those listening, Unmemory is very, like, it's text-based with kind of visual puzzles or word puzzles worked into the text. So you're reading a bunch of text, but it has all these puzzles worked in to keep it as you're solving this, you know, this mystery. And it's very, I mean, I haven't seen another game do this. How did y'all feel about that whole setup? What did you think?
I absolutely loved it. I mean, it's something, at least for me, completely unique and new. From anything other than I've played along with puzzle or kind of point and click adventure type games that have a puzzle aspect to it. Where it's like as you're reading a book and it says like there's a suitcase, or you know, there's a girl in a bathtub with tattoos on her arm, and there's the arm with the tattoos, or there's the suitcase, or you know, there's a TV, like it starts talking about a TV and you hear a TV playing. So it's just it's a very unique interactive book. As you're reading, the story is expanding, and just your it's very hard to describe without really playing it yourself, because the story is literally unfolding as you're reading it, both through the narrative and on the screen as you're interacting with the story itself.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a little bit to like start to click for me. I think what helped is because I didn't remember what this game was supposed to be about. I bought it like a handful of other games were playing this year, like at the very early in the year. And so I was like, I'm pretty sure I already bought this one. And so like I had it in my Steam library and I downloaded it. And it wasn't until like on its like Steam page, there's like its little banner image said, it's like the book. Like the book you play, the game you read, or something like that. And so that I was like, oh, okay. All right, okay, it's a book thing. Lots of reading. Then, like, when you get into it, and it basically tells you, like, for immersion, wear headphones. And I'm like, okay, I like that. Yeah, a game you could read, a book you could play. That's what the tagline is. Thank you, Chris. And so I was like, all right, I can get my headphones. I like it when games are immersive with the sound and all that stuff. And then it was like, for increased immersion, take notes. Then I was like, oh no. And so like, I quickly grabbed my tablet, you know, and, like, get ready to scribble all sorts of notes. Then, like, what really got me that, like, kind of blew my mind and scared me at first was just like the first, like, sentence. It's like the moment, the way it presents its text, it's very book-like. It's not like you're reading a text game. It's like you're reading a book on a screen, you know. It's but like it's like the second sentence where it's like it says lying in the bed nude, and then like you click to add more, and then it changes and it rewrites itself to I'm lying in the bed with no clothes on. And I was just like, wait, what? No, I don't. I do this enough in my own brain where I misread things. I'm like, yeah. I don't need the actual book changing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but it scared me a little bit, but then it was very intriguing. You know, the more I went into it, and it's like, it is very surreal. Cause it's very much, you know, what Chris was saying, it's like it's unique, but it's like a book. Then there are, you know, gameplay elements, and it's very kind of simplistic. I had some problems with the quote unquote controls, but I think that was my computer. My mouse. I played on my laptop, and like both my mouse and my trackpad, like scrolling sensitivity was way too sensitive. And in retrospect, I'm like, I guess I could have went into my actual computer settings, but I didn't. And so like, there was so many times where like, just wanted to scroll a little bit, and then like, it would like scroll me like, and like, you know, half the sound and stuff triggers you're scrolling. And so like, there was a number of times like things like started happening and I hadn't read it yet, and so I'm like, so what I ended up playing the game most of the time after that was my laptop has a touch screen and so I ended up almost playing it as like a tablet game on my laptop.
The game is originally designed to kind of be run as a like mobile tablet game. There's a lot of like pinching and zooming and like physically moving the phone or tablet to interact, so you lose a little bit of that while playing on a PC with a like keyboard and mouse. But still, I mean, great game regardless.
The controls were really wonky to me and felt a little bit odd in some aspects, probably because of the fact that it feels very much like playing a game designed for mobile on computer. I feel like we've played a few games before where they kind of have an interface aspect to them.
Yeah. Frank, what did you think about the, since you were kicked off by your internet for a bit, what did you think about the way that the game was set up, the gameplay, and just the general, how the game was set up?
Okay. Very basic. Although it was a little, you know, with this game, you can't expect a discovery to find out, you know, how to do things. So just by, you know, you end up eventually clicking on everything, you know, click. Does this do something? No, it just doesn't do anything.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, we found later on that, you know, there are some things that don't activate until something else happens. So that can be a little confusing and drive you a little crazy, because you'll get to a point it's like, why am I not, and, you know, why won't this one thing work? Oh,
then you
click on everything on the page until, you know, something happens.
Yeah.
That was a little, you know. But no, overall, I mean, the game, you know, wasn't buggy at all. It was just a discovery process.
Chapters 1-4, like, I really dug, you know, and kind of being introduced to this at the beginning of the game, with the text and with the puzzles, I found it very innovative and interesting, and it really kind of woke up that reading comprehension part of my brain that I kind of, you know, how, like, in grade school you would, like, read paragraphs and then, like, have to answer questions about them. Really liked those for the most part, until after you do, like, 20 of them, which I guess I'll talk about next week. But, chapters 1-4, like, I really, like, I enjoyed, yeah. I did start having problems, but I think this might have been my own, like, mouse problem, because I think my wireless mouse is going out or something, because, like, there were times, it might have been chapters 5-8, that, like, I would try to, like, you know, because I was mostly using, well, even, like, I was mostly using, of course, like, my tracking wheel to scroll through, and it would stop.
Like, oh, I had that happen. Yeah.
So, and even going down and trying to drag it up sometimes wouldn't work. Like, you know, using, like, you know, clicking and dragging. So I don't know what was happening there, especially if you had that, Franco, as well.
Yeah, I had a couple pages that all of a sudden would be very stubborn on scrolling up and down.
Yeah.
And I was like, and sometimes it would even have to start a drift.
Oh, yeah, I did that to me too. Well, I'm glad.
And I'm like, what is going on? Yeah, yeah. I thought the same thing as my. Sometimes, you know, with the laptop, you lean on your touchpad, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what? I make sure I'm not touching the touchpad.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's what I thought too. I was like, am I pressing down any keys that I'm unaware of? Like,
no, it wasn't just you. Yeah, mine had a drift too. And stubborn scrolling, yeah, is what I would call it. Yeah, that was weird. That's weird.
Other than that, like, the puzzle solving, you know, was pretty, you know, as far as, like, navigating the puzzles and things, that worked fine for me. Yeah, I really liked, with some of the puzzles, like, how you could reveal, like, clicking on them and then revealing information, like, the other side, or, like with the cassette tape, you click on the cassette tape and, I think that might be 1-4. That might have been 5-9. But anyways, you click on something and it'll, like, reveal, like, the backside of it or what's inside. Mm-hmm. Or if it's a book, what's behind the cover, or what's on the back of a picture. Yeah, that was all very interesting. Definitely some, like, as I said, like, I've never seen this with another game. So, I, you know, definitely very, like, innovative in its own right. And, you know, it's interesting because, like, if I was, like, creating a game and I was like, someone would be like, oh, let's make it like all text that you can just scroll through. And like, there's little puzzles here and there that you can work. I would be like, eh, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that'll work. but it seemed to work, you know, for the most part. So,
yeah, that's what I was so kind of like surprised about when I saw them at PAX East. And it was funny. I can't remember if I said told it or not, but I saw them. I think it was they were at like the indie showcase, so they only have like 2 days out of the weekend to show their game.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there. I saw them like just before close on the first day that they were there. So it's like I didn't get a chance to play it. So I came back, and there was like already people sitting there playing. So I kind of left, and then I came back again and got a chance to actually sit down and play it. And it was just, it's such a unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to keep playing it because it's just, I love those types of books that have the whole little hidden things. There's also the I think it's the Ship of Theseus, I believe. Theseus. That has like it was like co-written by J.J. Abrams.
The game?
No, it's an actual
book. Oh, okay.
I remember you talking about it.
Yeah, it's got these like little things inserted into it, and it's got like there's a story within the story in the book where like people are writing stuff in the margins, communicating with each other back and forth. Yeah. And it's almost kind of like that, where it's just like there's just so many extra hidden layers and stuff within the game or book or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And really well written too. The text part, you know, the text was.
Yeah.
At least I thought so. And I really liked how they worked in like puzzles into the text as well. So like, you have the visual puzzles, but then also like clicking on things in the text to kind of reveal more. And that kind of goes deeper, you know, as you're in the game as well. But
yeah, like written in such a way that it's like it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
One way until you solve the puzzle and it reveals whole like sections of hidden text, you know?
Yeah.
That like for me, for at least for most of those times, like in the first, you know, few chapters, like I didn't notice something was missing. I thought it was just like a paragraph break, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, nope, there's a whole text here. You know, and I like how, you know, how it made sense story wise, and Chris talked about how it's like it's like a, it's very intriguing. It makes you want to just kind of keep playing it and everything. And it was actually like for some reason in my head I had this as like 1 week game, you know, and so. Last night, like I was like, I had just finished chapter 4, and I was like about to like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna push through it. I'm gonna push through it. You know?
God.
Yeah. But then I saw something written in the Discord saying play to chapter 4, and I was like, oh, I'm actually on time for once. You know?
Yay!
But yeah, like it is a lot of these puzzles. It triggered the right things in my brain.
Yes.
Because sometimes when I play a puzzle game, like they just don't click and I hate it, you know?
Yeah.
But the puzzles in this, and like, I guess like, I mean, I want to say like the tactile responses, I guess, like the sound design and just like the clicks of things. Like for the most part, like they work. It's like I get it. And other than some like false starts during the first chapter where I was still getting used to everything, it's like I got it. And I think what the puzzles reminded me of is it reminded me of 999 hours 9 doors 9 whatever that the game I made y'all play last year and only me and Chris liked it.
Yeah.
It scratched that itch for me of that it's like it's funny because now that I'm talking about it loud, it's like of course it scratched that itch because those were mystery puzzle based visual novels. Mm-hmm. This is basically that just without anime visuals, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's basically what this game is. But it, like, yeah, it really, you know, like, I kind of wish that I had done more research, because, like, in that, even though I said I was, like, playing it, like, kind of on the touch screen on my laptop,
mm-hmm.
like, if I kind of wish like I just got it on a tablet or phone or something and tried to play it that way if I had known about it. But it's like I would have, even if he had told me that, I wouldn't have done that just because it's like I never play games on my phone or tablet. So but
yeah.
But it's like I can see now, like, if, like, you know, reading this as like a Kindle book kind of thing, Which that's also what this reminds me of. I don't know if any of you have seen, I don't know if they're still making them or not, but there's these things called Kindle in Motion where Kindle has taken a number of books, you know, children's books, adult books, fantasy books, sci-fi books, just a random assortment of books, and it's like you kind of have to go searching for them, but they've taken these books and they've hired illustrator to illustrate these books, even if they were never illustrated. Then they'll add in like slight animations to it, to the illustrations, and so it's like for like, you know, 90% of the book is still just Kindle book, but then never now and then you'll find an illustration and like, oh, something shoots across the page, you know, and it's like, or you know, and it's like, I wish they did more of those, but obviously, you know, there are so many books in the world. There are so many digital books in the world. It's like yeah. You gotta have to know you're looking for it to find it. But it kind of reminds me of that, except you can, like, do things. And I kind of, the first, you know, they tell you about the hints, you know? Before you even start the game, and in the first chapter, I was like, I got lost, but it was because I was still trying to figure out the mechanics. It was like, so I went and like read all the, like, I went and looked up all the hints, and like, you know, start of the chapter, half the hints don't even make any sense yet, you know.
There's a hint.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. If you go in the menu, hit chapters, they'll list all the hints.
Oh, are you talking about notes?
There's five. Well, yeah, the notes, they're hints. Yes.
Oh, the one thing I'm still trying to figure out with the UI is what the heck is that white bar above all the chapters?
That's the progress of the chapter and how much, like how many secret
uncovered.
You've uncovered.
Oh. So, like, you can finish a chapter without uncovering all the secrets?
Yes.
Well, that's sort of frustrating.
Well, there are, like, little Easter eggs in there that don't really kind of pertain to the main story that you don't need to progress through. Mm.
Yeah, like I've written down so many phone numbers in my in my notes of like my handwritten notes, you know.
Yeah.
That it's like, And then, I'm like, oh no, the cell phone's only in that one chapter. Oh, you know,
the cell phone was that was the most annoying thing ever to use. And it makes sense for if you're on mobile because you're not going to be able to tap those buttons easily. But on PC, trying to dial a cell phone where it dial through all those numbers took forever.
You had to cycle through them.
Yes. It just took forever to dial any phone number at all.
Yeah. And that kind of frustrated me too. But at the same time, I still sat there and, you know, dialed the Pastafari number and the Han Solo number.
Wow.
And
oh yeah, the Pastafarian number took forever.
The first couple chapters of the game, you know, the game told me straight up at the very beginning, take notes, and then it was like it was a puzzle game. And so for the first like couple chapters, I like thought way too hard about everything.
Yeah.
Like even in the first couple sections, you know, the bird painting, it cycles through like five bird paintings, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was when I was still like, what is this game? And like, I was like, oh gosh, I need to be writing these down. And then like, then you find the briefcase with the numbers. And then I was just like, before like I had even like read the story, I was just like, oh, it's the number of birds on the paintings. There was three hummingbirds, there was two owls, there was one eagle, and then I counted them like, and there's eight swans. There's one swan in the front, and then there's seven in the background, and I'm like, I got it. And then it's like, no.
Oh yeah, no. I did that. No. And I found out it was nothing.
I mean, the painting does do something, but that's when I was like, oh, okay, I need to reverse. It's like, think of this as like a book first with puzzles to solve after you read through it. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, I had to like reorganize priorities in my brain. But like also with the Lily table maker coder thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got overzealous on that one too, and I like started typing in everything in that thing. And I like wrote down all sorts of gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
That I like none of it matters. So much so that I wrote out so much gibberish that when I actually like typed in to find the combination to the safe,
yeah,
I wrote it all down in my brain. Still read it as gibberish, and it was like, it wasn't until 5 minutes later I was like, 37R, 21L, what is that even? Oh,
left, right, left. I think
you're stupid. You know how combinations work.
did anybody have the issue where the letters on the tape of the Lily cutter ended up popping up ginormously bigger than the tape?
No.
Yeah, it did for me.
Yeah.
I forget when that happened, but it happened in that last time when I was getting the combination. I don't know what caused it, but yeah, the font that appears on the label, like the outcome label maker, mm-hmm. It glitched out and it was like huge.
Okay.
And it, because it's a white font, it kind of blends in with the background.
But, oh my gosh. Yeah.
But I was able to around it, and there's still some like stuff like I wrote down that I'm like, I know this is a secret, but I don't know, like the circled letters in the Alice in Wonderland book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the last page, you know, has the page 97, but there's one like the first two,
I'm like ENCPSOTYM.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sense of the letters. Yeah.
Is it? I typed all that into the label maker, and it's like 2RXR12L. You know what Spanish in W.
What that was, right?
No, what?
You get all the red circled letters. You enter that into the label maker, and it gives you the combination to the safe.
I got that with the Finest Bandit, that last part, because that last page, it's like that's the first time the letters spell out actual words.
Yeah.
It spells out Finest Bandit. Like on those first couple pages of the Alice book, there are letters that are circled that don't form a word. And I spent too much time trying to figure that out.
Finest Bandit. I just kind of entered the letters.
I noticed it because like I put in the Discord earlier today that my notes look like notes of a serial killer. Okay, because I'm just like scribbling everything and crossing things out. Like in the second chapter, you know, it was like where they tell you, the detective tells you at the very beginning, like, "Oh, Kitty Mars three times," or something like that. "Tell your Kitty Mars three times," or, you know, and in my brain, like, I thought too hard. Yeah. And I was like, Alice in Wonderland book. Cat's name was Lily. I gotta go back to that label maker and type in Mars three times.
Exactly.
and I wrote that in my notes. I was like, Mars three times and Lily. You know, then it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to
read through the story, then worry about the puzzles.
For some of them, for like, since I don't have like all the things discovered in some of the chapters, I'll probably end up looking online to see if people like listed all of the discoveries for chapters after I finished the game.
That's why I was so glad that my reading comprehension brain tuned in, because I did read everything before I worried about the puzzles. Like, I was like, I'm going to read all that I can and then go back.
Yeah. I started doing that like chapter 3. Realizing, oh, you just don't sequentially go down the page if you're gonna get.
I can't help myself. I got paranoid because, like I said earlier, how like my scroll, there was too many times I accidentally scrolled too fast.
Sure.
And like things would trigger.
Yeah.
Where like I got there, and so that made me paranoid to scroll. So it's like I'd read a sentence and then like, and I solve everything, even though like. Will stop your scrolling, you know, when it's like, okay, here's your time to solve everything, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, but
yeah,
but I was like so like afraid I'd miss something, because or like there a lot of my struggles came in the first chapter. Just at first I didn't realize I was supposed to click on the blinds picture, you know.
Mm-hmm. Trigger the door.
I didn't understand that
because I thought the gameplay gimmick of that was that like when you scrolled up and down it looked like you were looking through the blinds, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize until I like saw like the hint note that was like, look at you, open it with your finger, you know. And so I was like, oh, and then I clicked it, and then like this knock on the door scared the crap out of me, because there's no sound in the game at that point. And I had already looked out that peephole like 15 times. There's mm-hmm. nothing there. And so with the door knocked and it like then it jumps to the peephole, and like I double clicked and like I clicked through the guy at the peephole, and so I didn't even like see him. Then it went into all the dialogue text, and I was just like, I panicked. So that's why, like, I became very cautious. I tried to write down everything. I wrote down everything the bear said. You know, like, word for word, before even, like, I needed to. So much so that it's like, I missed the obvious thing. Like the bear's name is Philebus. You know, it's like...
The pacing on some of the bear's clues frustrated me, because it would pause a little bit before like getting to like the next part where and showing it in the captions or whatever. So like I would end up starting like the next part of the of like the clue sequence for the previous one finished. So I would completely not end up like overlapping some of the and end up becoming confused.
Yeah. Did you have two fold question, any puzzles that you particularly had a hard time with that you haven't already mentioned, or any puzzles that you particularly enjoyed that you haven't already mentioned in chapters 1 through 4?
I liked the, it wasn't necessarily like a puzzle, but it was, I guess like like the mechanic of the, where it had like the song that would end up revealing some of the hidden text. In I think that was in chapter
three.
I really liked that and found it interesting. Really cool mechanic.
Took me a while. I was too busy listening to the song. I'm like, this is a nice song.
I loved that section, especially when you get into the bar. I loved that it was like you had to click on the band member, like the instrument, and it would string together there, you know, until like once you clicked them all, it would make the actual like jazz band. But then I loved, a music person. It's like I was like, that's so cool, because then like because you could like just listen to one of the things and you're like, oh, that's a good piano, blah 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 blah, but then you're just like, oh now I added in the bass, I added in the guitar, oh now I added the drums, and then when you scroll down and then it's like then a saxophone player joins it, I was like, yes. And then like I love how even then, towards the end, it was, then it's like the way to trigger forward is like the saxophone solo. And so you had to go back and turn off all of them except the saxophone. And I loved that mechanic so much that, like, once again, I focused too much on that. And so, like, later on, when it talked about like how Diane was the drummer or something. And she was the only one left, like, in the party or whatever. It had nothing to do with the band part, but I was just like, I gotta make it a drum solo, and I scrolled all the way back up. And it was no.
I felt like the puzzle aspect when it was about the players or whatever was only going to end up, you had to, like, only have, like, certain ones activated, and then I found out that was just for, like, earlier aspects of, like, progressive story, seemed like. I feel like the chapter 4, I ended up getting a lot of frustration with the as I posted in Discord, that frustration with that the opening up the final safe or whatever they're called.
The debasers.
Yes, debaser. Was also due to the fact that there was a lot of reading in that chapter, and I didn't. And when I was originally playing it, and also today, I was playing it like late at night, and it's just a huge block of text, and you're like trying to figure out who different people are. And I got to the point where I just kind of guessed, and it ended up working, because the game just goes and it's like, oh, you locked in that person. So then you could just go and guess the aspects for all the other ones. But if I felt like if I tried to like figure it out through reading comprehension stuff, I would have just been, or I probably would have just given up.
Yeah, I was having issues with Pierpo, the parrot right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out the feeding.
The feeding was brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Because
yeah, it.
You have to feed it three times, and then there's specific stipulations where it's like you have to start with fruit and finish with candy, but you can't give them seeds. And it's like I was misinterpreting it and like not really completely understanding.
Same here.
The proper
yeah.
way of doing it. So it's like I was having such a hard time with getting the right order.
Yeah.
But, like I eventually got through it, but it was just that was a pain.
Yeah.
I had to like in my notes, I had to like kind of like almost like visualize it, you know?
Yeah.
So that it wasn't in text, and like the moment I wrote it out, like it clicked in my brain. Like I had to visually see, you know, the corresponding things. Like it's like you have two fruits, two seeds, two candies, and then you can't. And then I was like, oh, okay. But even then, it took me a long time to get it right, just because I was so focused on like certain things. Like I had the right order. I just got the second batch. I had it candy fruit, you know, because the wording in the note confused me, because it said
yeah, it says
like when possible,
whenever you
candy
can
or something like that. Whenever you can start with fruit, which because it said whenever you can, in my brain I was thinking, okay, that's not super necessary as long as like first one of the very first batch is fruit. That's what in my brain it was, not like every time you use fruit in a batch, make fruit go first. So it's like, I think if it just said fruit first, you know, candy last, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think screw around with you.
And the way that batches established batches, because I thought batches was feeding the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
But batches are just groups of two.
Yep.
That was what I did not realize. Yeah.
Yeah. The wording was very odd for the puzzle. It's supposed to make you think, but it also was not clear enough in the aspect of what you're supposed to do. It got to the point where I started looking at the map and trying to figure out, hey, where are they now and where do they have to go? and seeing if that, like, a certain set of directions ended up being the answer instead of using what was on the videotape for directions.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes my notes look like a serial killer is when I unlocked the DVD and I was looking at all like stuff and like following the letters, my brain didn't click that it was showing letters.
Same here. I got like, up down arrows all over the place.
So like I was drawing on my tablet as I was seeing the dot moves. And so then after I did all that, I looked at it I'm like, oh, these are just letters, and I just drew like the creepiest looking E's you've ever seen. I was like,
oh no.
And like me being, you know, like I was so focused on like the actual film part. So I was like, oh, what is this silent vintage film? What is it trying to tell us about the story? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, the master is Jay. It's corollary. But then who's the devil? Is it the woman? Right. Which woman is it? Oh, I overthought things, but at the same time.
Yep.
I loved it, you know?
the TV was a pain in the ass for me. It was just like, plus they added in buttons that didn't apply, like the up, down, left, right buttons.
I kind of got annoyed that those didn't actually do anything.
Yeah.
Unless they do something like as a secret Easter egg or something that you have to figure out.
Yeah. Wait,
didn't they?
No. Not involved in the puzzle at all. Because it was orange, red, or something. I forget the exact pattern.
Yeah.
It was just seven colors.
Just all the colors of the mats.
I feel like mine had an arrow in it.
Well, what I did my first time around was I was convinced Little Rabbit was left, right.
Oh, left, and, right. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Well, but that wasn't it, because once again, Jonathan didn't continue reading the story. It's like, oh, Little Rabbit is
one of the girls.
Is the girl with the tattoo? Because at that point, I thought she was Kim, because I had read further enough down to realize, oh, there's the silent girl at the bar. You know, so it's like, but so it's like originally I thought it was like Little Rabbit was left, right, before I realized, oh no, Little Rabbit's orange, Kim is pink. You know, but
yeah,
why are they the only one that has a name that's very odd? You have like Kim, Diane, Debbie, and then Little Rabbit.
I mean, stuffed bear's name is Philibus.
Philibus,
I'm not too concerned. But
yeah, the second thing with the bear was pretty good, where you had to figure out the correct order to play the message.
Oh yeah, I think.
But then they had a red herring in the clues, in the picture clues, I think, earlier on when you were trying to figure out the dice. And there was a clue somewhere. This is not a six, and I'm
in the matchbook. That,
I'm like.
Yeah, the matchbook. Yeah,
it's sixes don't count.
Yeah, I will say with the dice in the background. That was another thing I overthought way too much.
Oh yeah, I have the exact pattern behind every picture written down.
Yeah, I was writing like so much stuff and then like thinking too hard, and what this game is showing me is that I shouldn't do an escape room. Because I would think everything is a clue and I would never get out. Because I would be that person that'd be like, oh my gosh, this is it. Guys, I'm on it.
Yeah.
And then like at the end, they'll be like, it wasn't even part of the escape room. We just left that in there from the last group. You know, it's like, like,
you'll be the reason why we run out of the hour time limit and we have only solved one puzzle.
So just to get back on Franco's little thing about the matchbox with this is not a six, it's not a six. It's a pattern that's used.
That's what they're okay.
Yeah, that's what they're referring to.
Okay, all right, I gotcha.
And that's what the dice and the pictures are referring to, not the number, but the pattern that's
right,
on
for the locker. Right,
but it still is a six.
It's an obtuse, like,
reference
of referencing it, but yeah, it's not the numerical values; it's the patterns that the dice are forming.
Right.
So yeah,
I really enjoyed the matching up of. In fact, even before I scrolled down and saw that you had to figure it out, I was writing down all the stuff about. You know, the Tarl girl, okay, she's orange. And then, you know, the mute one or one that doesn't talk is purple. And then, you know, it's like I have a whole matrix built out of all the side clues as to who's who. You know, and so when he got to the end, this is a piece of cake, except for the beer part. I'm like, where did I? And that was like way earlier on, you figure out who drinks beer, you know? And it's like, okay.
I really liked that. I don't know. Like that was just another thing that just like worked for me. Just trying to figure out.
Yeah.
like, I don't know. I really, really like that aspect. Also, we kind of skipped over because we, but the whole in chapter two, the whole comic, you know, the whole magazine thing. I loved all of that. and then how, like, the little twist, like how I messed myself up. Because, like, the order of things, like, I thought it was very clever. The order of things they you do it is, like, you're on the, you flip through all the book, and then you get to the, like, telescope page, you know, and I'm like, okay, there's the Mars numbers, and then it's like, oh, you gotta figure out the order in which they speak on page 25. I'm like, ah, and then I turn back a page, and I'm like, page 25, Diane, then, it was like, Diane, then Debbie, you know, and I wrote that down, and I'm like, wait, that's only two people, wait. I need a third person. And then realizing going back at the comic that every panel of the comic is page
25. It's all page 25.
I like it a lot. And I like the indie, like, home brew kind of aspect of everything. It's like, you could tell everything's either, like, public domain image, or they went out and took these shots themselves, you know? Yeah. Or even, like, I had to laugh when I spent that whole, like, I forget which chapter is in, but, like, they talk so much about how it's like, man, Jamie and Diane look so similar, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, they're cousins, you know, kind of thing. But then it's like, in my production mind, it's like, oh, they could only hire, it's like, didn't have to hire three actresses, you know, this is like for three models for the pictures, you know, they just put glasses on one.
Well,
one thing that really confuse the heck out of me though with this game, because it's like retro yet not with some of its technology, was the fact that they're using DVDs, which I don't feel like were in wide use around the time of which the game is supposed to
be
played. Well, like the late 90s, because I've looked up the price of it, and first fully fledged players in 2000 were $700 to $1,200.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
or 700.
They were still out there.
Yeah, they were still out there.
Yeah,
it felt like it would have made more sense to have for them to like the VHS tape, but. But yeah, like some of the technology feels a little bit kind of like, wonky.
But also, otherwise. I mean. Cell phone wasn't exactly, you know, the 90s cell phone was a little bit more funkier and taller, but yeah, I don't know, I just kind of like backed it up to like, hey, it's the alternate universe's 90s, you know, because like this guy has weird selective and weird amnesia that remembers things with music or sound, you know, it's like, but yeah,
now he's tattooing weird things on his body.
Okay, can we talk a little bit about story?
Yeah, why does he have the one?
And then the fact that
I was going to say the only thing that he has backwards is on his neck. Everything else is not a mirror image. So it's like, well, wait a minute. If you're doing it as a reminder, wouldn't everything be in a mirror image? So you can read it.
Doesn't he also get different tattoo? Somehow end up getting changing tattoos as well.
It's a timeline thing.
No, but I meant like so he has like a tattoo on his chest, but then he has like another different one, but is missing like the one on his chest.
Yeah, because he got the.
Cause I think it's when he takes the picture, you know, because it's an unreliable narrator thing because he can't remember.
Yeah.
But it
seems like he like one of the tattoos ended up just completely disappearing off the face of the planet.
Yeah, because what happened was the picks are not out of order, but chronologically, The picture that says "Remember Coil" is from June. Okay, and the pic that says that you see first is Jay killed her, and that's from September. So it's like they're chronologically backwards. So he got the "Remember Coil," and that's why you don't see the Jay killed her on that picture, because he got that after he had the "Remember Coil."
Yeah, tattoo. I will. If you haven't seen the movie Memento, go watch the movie Memento, because that's my only like hiccup with the story of this game right now, is that this is like in with the player character, quote unquote, is like,
yeah,
it's straight up Memento.
Yeah, when I saw the tattoo thing, I'm like, did they just copy Memento?
Which makes me a lot, like, so much more invested with the girl crime gang, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It, I'm much more interested in that aspect, because, like, that's where I feel it's, like, it's super... Whereas I feel like the whole Memento, lost my memory, that's just a gimmick to justify how the puzzles work, you know?
Yeah.
And, even then, it's like, I love Memento. I'm a Christopher Nolan fanboy, you know? So it's like, mm-hmm. So even though it's like, I know this is just Memento, I still really love it. You know, I'm still having a lot of fun with it, you know?
Did anybody notice two things, trivia? The name on the pen is that guy's last name, Samoas.
You did notice that.
Yep. And at least I know what Jamie's symbol is. I think she's the triangle. Going by the t-shirts on the comics, there's an X, and the one has something. I'm calling it an O because it looks like an egg, and then a triangle on the other t-shirt. I'm like, oh, maybe this will come in handy later.
I don't know. I'm in this mode that I'm just like, what if we're Jay? If we've been Jay the whole time, and they're just messing with us, like, this is their form of torture. It's just stringing us along, because I'm just, because at the very, once again, when the guy, when the delivery guy shows up, he's looking for a Jay, you know?
Yeah.
And it's never really touched upon, you know, yet. I mean, we're all on chapter four, but and because when I realized this was Memento, I'm like, up, what's the twist? You know, I will say that the first time I heard the detective voiceover, like, I caught me off guard, because I was like, wait, who's talking to me? What? You know, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did anybody notice that the news articles actually do have, like, stories on them? They're just really, really, really tiny.
Yeah, only the headlines readable for me.
No, yeah. Well, you can read the other articles. It's just really tiny and, like, hard to read.
Yeah.
This would require to, like, start a new game. But, like, did anyone type in, did anyone call the phone number from, was on the back of the coaster in the third chapter? You'd have to, like, restart chapter two to get to the cell phone. There's a number on the back of the coaster. There's a number on the back of the coaster in, like, the path, the planet password is like Saturn, Venus, Mars, Venus, Saturn. And it's what, like, happens by the time you get that? I don't know. That's why I was asking. I haven't done it. That's if anyone's done it.
When the song's playing. Yeah.
Yeah. I did, when we had the cell phone, I did go back and I called the number from the corded phone.
Yeah. Recall.
Yeah. The number that showed up on the corded phone that told you to find the red book.
I
did recall that number. That's a long number. You know, I spent a lot of time typing in phone numbers. But
For some of it, I just ended up taking like screenshots.
And all she says is
yeah, it's something real short.
Like wonder if memory is something you have or something you lost.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's just like, well, that's not ominous and helpful.
Well, that's not cryptic as the heck of
answering the cryptic much. This whole game is cryptic.
So what do y'all think will happen next with the story?
Kaiser Soze.
Kaiser Soze.
God Pierce is gonna show up and punch us in the face.
Okay.
I feel like we're probably end up getting attacked by somebody. Or Jay will find us if we're not Jay.
Yeah.
Or he'll be dead.
I don't know. Because also it's like it's you know, like at least with Memento, it like you once you figure it out, it's like all the scenes go like play backwards. You know, it's like there's still an order. With this, it's like it's I kind of feel like all the scenes are kind of like up, down, left, right. You know, they're not exactly in any kind of order. It's very sporadic. It's like what comes with his memory, which so makes it unpredictable, and I like that.
I'm not sure what's going to happen. I mean, eventually, it's progressing along the progression of you know they're going to do the heist or not the heist the. The plot to kill Jay, so maybe
hopefully this doesn't turn out to be
whatever it is. It's already happened because it's sort of like it's been played out.
Yeah,
I mean, we started. It's all as the thing goes. It's all his memory recollections. So it's whatever it is. It's already happened. So
All right. Is there anything else that you want to discuss about chapters 1-4 before we close out?
Going through my crazy notes. Han Solo number. If you call the Han Solo number.
Oh, what happens?
You get a worst Han Solo impersonator in the world. And he's just like...
Terrible.
I can't come to the phone right now.
But I didn't shoot first.
That's it.
But remember, everything is negotiable.
Yeah, something like that. It's like...
Well...
It's like...
It wasn't the worst thing in the world.
It
could have been better. And
the Pastafarian number? Can you actually dial the numbers when they say like 1, 2, 3? Because I think it just
I tried
ended,
pushing right? It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I think it just ends. I think it's a but. Hey,
that,
it was
that
it
was annoying.
Well,
because I thought I originally thought that where it was like the call Kitty or whatever, and then dial Mars or whatever. I thought it was going to end up being that you'd like dial a specific number and then you'd hit like 4-3 times as like an
that's
extension
what,
or something.
That's what you had to do.
That's what you had to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah. At first I was typing in Mars and it would stop after MAR and I'm like, oh crap.
No, I meant like in the cell phone.
Oh, wait.
Like you had to like dial like a phone number and then like do like it, like dial an extension number.
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
You dial the phone number? Yeah.
I meant like you call the number and then like, you know how when you're like usually when you end up calling somebody and like you dial the numbers after for like any. Like you don't dial it all at once. You dial the number and then.
Well, you gotta wait. Yeah, you have to wait for it to answer. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up there.
So,
mm-hmm.
If people didn't hear me last week, I don't know if I said it when everyone was here, but chapter 7, you're in a house. It comes a point where you come across a car. You do not have to go to the car right away. Go back into the house and explore a little more, because there's a lot more in the house to explore. But you will definitely, definitely need to take notes in the house.
Okay. So chapter 7, take notes.
Not go to car right away.
Yeah. Also,
draw diagram of house.
Yeah. there is a point where batteries come into play. I did have a... I was a little confused there. You can use... I think when I was playing it, it seemed like you could only do... It appeared that there was only 2 batteries, but there's actually 4. So you can use more than just 2.
Okay.
And then chapter 8. I'll just give a quick tip. Because it seemed like a few people had some issues here. Just keep clicking on the car freshener. Scrolling up too.
Yeah.
Like scrolling down and then back up and clicking on the car freshener.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Yes.
like a car, like that, like the like tree car air freshener, like
a pine tree type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was reading some forums afterwards, and people like thought the game was broken because they would like click on it and then scroll down and then nothing happened. Mm-hmm. But you have to keep going up and then click the thing.
I think it makes a sound whenever you get it.
Yeah, it makes a sound. But
it sounds a little tricky, like the teddy bear. You have to actually hold on the teddy bear's button for 5 seconds to get it.
Yeah, but you do have to keep going, scrolling up and down. Within that chapter for stuff to happen.
The 5 seconds was in the instructions.
Yeah. This one, there is no instructions. So you just have to keep playing around with it.
The instructions for the bear actually said, hold it down for 5 seconds.
But at first I didn't even see the instructions because I wasn't playing. Because I wasn't playing the song.
got you. Right. Yes. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, so next week we'll be playing chapters 5 through 8, so finish off the game. Should be around 3.5 to 4, I mean, depending on what you do, how many notes you take, I guess. And then we'll discuss that next week and do our final thoughts and scoring as well. We did have this down for 3 weeks, and while we probably... Could have like, but I don't know, like it was kind of iffy. It would have been just like 2 hours a week or something. So we're finishing up the game next week. And so then for July the 6th, we needed some filler content. So we chose The Complex, which is a real-time video game. Real-time video game? What do you call them? What do you call those that are like live action?
Yeah.
FMV.
Yeah.
FMV, there you go. It's an FMV game available on PS4, Switch, Android, Xbox One, PC, and Mac. I know on PC, on Steam, it was like $12.99. And then
you can play in a pandemic.
That's down for like two-ish hours. And then What Never Was, which is available on PC, Linux, and Mac, which is free on Steam. I'm guessing on whatever else too. However you do Mac stuff. I don't know. I've only used a Mac in college, so I have no idea. So that's The Complex and What Never Was. What Never Was, again, is free, so should take about 3 hours total for both of those.
Oh yeah, The Complex I saw somebody play through and get one of the That's another one of those like multi-ending.
Yeah, it's from
published by the same publisher as the Late Shift.
Late Shift, yeah.
Different dev.
These were both on our on our poll that we did towards, you know, at the end of last year for this year, and we're just like right below a few multi-weekers that we obviously couldn't put in there. So they were voted on by some people. All right. So if you want more game chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us over on Twitter at @the_game_chat, or follow us on Facebook under Game Chat. You can leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game, and we might just read it on the show. You can send us those over at chat with us at thegamechat.net, or send us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week, where we'll be having our second and final chat about Unmemory. So until then, thanks for listening. We'll chat to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Help.